Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church, and we have been studying, We've been studying the Trinity. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We've been really looking at the Holy Spirit and how He works in us. And so we're going to continue on that, being filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what God wants. He wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He said, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
That's what He wants. He wants us to be full of the Holy Spirit. Under the influence of His Holy Spirit, right? Not some alcohol or something that tries to make us loopy, right? God is good. I was just sitting here thinking, you know, break every chain, and I was thinking about how raising up an army. God's raising up an army. Today, with young people and people coming to Christ, and what's going on in the church all over the world, He's raising up an army that's going to stand for Him. And it talks about in Exodus or Ezekiel 37 about the Valley of the Dry Bones. You ever heard of that? The Valley of Dry Bones. And it says God breathed into those bones, and they stood up. They stood up as an army. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
The dry bones. You know what? The word dry in the Hebrew language means pride and shame. Did you hear what I just said? Pride and shame. So that's what caused them to die. See, shame is nothing but pride. Proverbs 11, by pride only comes shame. We don't have to be ashamed of anything when we're in Christ. That's an army. And that's what He's doing, raising up people who aren't ashamed of where they came from or what's happened to them in their life. Because they're going to be an army for God.
That's right.
Because that's where their life is. That's where their true identity is in the army of God. He's the Lord of the army, says in Psalms. He's the Lord of the army. So God's raising up dry bones, people who've been in shame and pride. Get it off. I'm not ashamed of the gospel anymore. Amen?
Right. Amen. Come on. Come on.
Not ashamed of where I came from. I'm thankful for where I am now, right?
That's right.
That's good stuff. We've been looking at this idea of the Trinity and how important it is to understand it. So let's go to our vision, and then we're going to go to the 1 Corinthians 12, chapter, verse 1, all right? We'll go to the gifts. Boy, we had some people go to a marriage conference this weekend in the church, and so here's the thing. You got to work on your marriage. Marriage is big. You listening to me? Marriage is God's institution. You know what else is God's institution? The family. You know what else? The church.
Amen.
The marriage, the family, and the church. Those are all institutions established by God. So if you're going to fulfill your God-given destiny, you better understand those three institutions right there.
Amen.
And the only way you're going to ever understand them, through that Bible you got there. Not your iPad or your phone, your Bible. It might be on there, but am I making sense? So if you're having difficulty in any area, let me tell you something. There is a problem in the world today. Clinicians, psychologists, therapists are inundated with people with mental illness, struggling, trauma, young people who have been traumatized, abused in their families. It's a problem. Hurt deeply, abandoned. People get divorced and abandon their kids, and all this. It leaves problems. You know where the answers are?
Jesus.
Huh? Those three places. In your marriage. Oh, I had somebody I was talking to last week. They were having problems in their marriage. And they started telling me all these things. I said, that's normal. Oh, well, you know, he did this and he did that. And he wouldn't stop. And, well, that's normal. What? Oh, yeah, that's normal. That's as normal as it gets. Are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. We all need help.
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
And that's why when God established a marriage, when that thing's working, you're leading people to Jesus.
Come on.
Are you listening to me? When you got two people following Jesus, they got paradise. But they aren't going to have it without the church and without family.
Amen.
And the church is the family.
Woo.
Well, I need a therapist. We all need therapists. You know what? Look at the person next to say, you be my therapist. We need therapists. I used to go to a therapist. I needed a therapist. I did. Pastor in this church, I was going to a therapist. I remember one day I went in there and she said, Pastor Fred, I need you today. I said, what do you mean by that? She started telling me all her problems and crying and broke down in the office and telling me everything. And she said, I'm not charging you. I'm going to pay you today. I said, nope, you know what? That's okay. I don't need that. Telling you the truth. Am I making sense?
Yes.
You know what we need? We need God.
Come on.
That's what we need.
Yes.
I'm not being smart. I'm not being funny. This is a reality.
Yes.
And it's a problem in our world. And all this technology isn't helping it. It can, but it isn't helping us. We don't know even how to use it yet. I'm spitting. Y'all okay? This is good stuff. All right. Let's go. Let's look at our vision. Did we look at our vision yet?
No.
I'm getting into it, aren't I? See, I'm ready to preach. You're going to have to watch me now. I've already preached once. I'm just rearing up now. But I wanted you to hear that. That's national news, what I just told you. I'm not telling you something I didn't read, and I didn't hear, and I haven't studied. Everything I just shared with you is the truth. And boy, I tell you, we're going to start a new worship service on Saturday nights. We're going to have people, young people coming up in here, old people, all of us together. Amen. On a Saturday night. Amen. We need God. He gives us wisdom. You're going to get wisdom and the knowledge you need to deal with your deal, whatever your deal is. And we all got deals. We okay? I'm not just looking at anybody. I'm looking at everybody. And you're looking at me. I got deals too. All right. I'll see you. All right, let's do this vision. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom. A body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Hold still. Go back. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, he's talking to people who are believers. Amen. Born again, children of God. People who have been saved. Not ashamed about it. I'm saved. I'm not afraid to tell nobody. I'm saved. Live stream, I've been saved. I know I'm still working with some stuff, but I've been saved. Now look. And I do not want to be what?
Ignorant.
He doesn't want you to be ignorant. When you're ignorant, you ignore. You know where the word ignorant comes from? Agnostic. You know what agnostic means? It's the Greek word agnostic. You know where agnostic means? Agnostic means? I don't know what I believe. You better know what you believe today. Huh? You better know what you believe today. You better know what you believe. Now look. Give me this next one. You know that you were Gentiles. The word Gentiles means non-believers, pagans. Carried away to these dumb idols. Remember the word dumb doesn't mean they're stupid. It means they can't speak. They can't speak. The idols can't speak. You make an idol. Sometimes people make idols out of cars, houses, your problems. You can make your problems an idol. Well, she won't do this and she won't do that. That's all. That's your problem. That problem can't help you. Better get to the institution. Huh? Come on now. Am I making sense? I gotta help it make sense. Now look. You can make idols out of anything. People. All right, now look. However you were led. Next one. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. There's your Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Trinity, right? Next one. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of some. all. See, I'm making sure you're still awake. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. You can put the brakes on there. Wisdom and knowledge. You see? Comes from the Holy Spirit, and it's a gift. But now look, you can't come to somebody, well, they're gifted. Everybody in here is gifted. Every one of you are gifted. You got to get in here and find out what it is and start to use it. But look, wisdom and knowledge is for the moment. It's a gift. And God will speak peace into your confusion. And he will speak life into those dead areas of your life and give you the wisdom. Remember, what's wisdom mean? Right knowledge applied. The word knowledge means right information. Wisdom means right information applied. Knowledge means right knowledge not applied yet. So just to have the knowledge is not enough. You got to apply it. That's good already, isn't it? So now think about this. That's what we all need. We don't need man's wisdom. Okay, I'm going to ask you to be seated for a minute. And just on that note of what I've been saying and thinking, in Colossians chapter 2, it says this, verse 8. Now, that's not in our lineup, but this is what it says. And you can write it down. It says, beware lest anyone cheat you. Beware lest anyone cheat you through empty deceit, through philosophy and empty deceit. You know what philosophy means? The love of wisdom. Philio is the word love, man's love. Sophie is wisdom, man's wisdom. So he says, you be cheated through man's wisdom. We need God's wisdom. Did you catch what I just said? It's not enough to have philosophy. We need God's wisdom. If you don't get God's wisdom, you get cheated. The word cheat means to rot, to decay, to ruin. Your life can be ruined and rotting away because you're not receiving the wisdom and knowledge you need from God. Am I making sense? Yes. Come on, am I making sense?
Yes.
Now look, then he goes on to say, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the traditions of man. Huh. In Mark chapter 7, you can write these down. You can write them down later. Now watch. He says, Jesus was saying, he was telling the Pharisees. See, they had a problem. They weren't fair, you see. Now watch. He says, you don't want to obey my commands because you hold to your traditions. Mark 7. Then Jesus said, the traditions of men make the word of God of no effect. In other words, you can't do life the way grandma did it, grandpa did it, dad did it, mom did it. You got to do life the way God's calling you to do it.
Amen.
Did you catch what I just said? I can't be like I got to be who God's created me to be. Now look, he says back to Colossians 2:8, through traditions of men and the basic principles of the world. You can't get what you need through the basic principles of the world. You need God's wisdom. Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. God's wisdom. We need principles. Now, then he goes on to say, through the traditions of men or the principles of the world, but according to Christ. Did you hear me? Christ is God's way. And the word Christ means anointed one and his anointing. God's anointing is in his church. It's being built that the gates of hell cannot prevail against. We need to be under God's anointing. And that's where his wisdom comes out. That's why it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, or chapter 1, it says, for since the wisdom of the world through wisdom did not know God. But it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. You know why? Because the wisdom of God is released in the anointing, in his institution, and people can be saved. Am I making sense? We're not looking up there. I know you guys keep looking. Where's it at? This is just coming. When you come here, sometimes it happens. Write it down. I know you want to check me out. And that's good. Always check me out. That's important. We'll go back to your little things here in a second, okay? Is this making sense? This is huge, guys. This is why we need God's wisdom and his knowledge. All right. We looked at this. Now listen. Let's go to 1 Peter 5, 8. Well, there's a lot going on out there, isn't there? In the world. We're seeing things we've never seen before in our government and what's going on around us. God's raising up an army. He really is. It will stand. Let's look at this. Look what he says. So what we've been talking about, back to what we've been talking about, we're going to read this in a minute. Wisdom and knowledge, right? In Proverbs 9:10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. So we need the fear of the Lord. So when we're in the fear of the Lord, we are in a posture to receive God's wisdom and God's knowledge and direction. Are you listening to me? The fear of the Lord. What's the fear of the Lord? Respect, honor, and reverence. Is that what's lacking in our world today? Respect, honor, and reverence. When I have that for God, I'm postured to receive what I need for my health and well-being. Making sense? This is huge. Now look what he says. He starts out. Be sober. Oh. What's sober mean? Not intoxicated. Oh. I tell you what, I've been under the influence before. I gave up drinking alcohol 44 years ago. I had a quart of beer in one hand and a Bible in the other. I gave up the Bible. No, the quart of beer. And I chose the Bible. 700 Club was starting. It was on TV. I came home, flipped it on. I'm not going to go through everything. And there was a man on there preaching. Wisdom coming out of him. You need to be born again. You need to repent of your sins. I was in my tracks. I had that Bible. Somebody at work gave me a Bible. The janitor. Been witnessing to me. I used to hide from him. Gave me a Bible. I told him, I'm gonna read your Bible, but I'm going to drink a quart of beer while I read it. He says, that's okay. You drink two quarts of beer if you want to. So I got my beer. That TV came on. And I got down on my face, cried like a baby. God got a hold of me. I've never been the same since. Never been the same since. And I'm still excited. You know, you run into people who they're just not excited anymore. You turn your back on the institution, you won't be excited. Amen. You know why? Because you're full of yourself. Yep. When you're full of yourself, you're miserable. That's the way it is. And so we've been talking about the fear of the Lord versus the fear of man. In Proverbs 29:25, it says, the fear of man is a snare. That word snare is trap. What it's saying is you're afraid of what somebody else thinks. You want to please the person at the moment or the group at the moment. And you'll dishonor and displease the one you can't see in order to please the one you can see. And that's the fear of man. God wants us to get to a place where we want to please the one we can't see and not be so concerned about being rejected by the ones we can't see. Because rejection can bring infection. He'll never reject you. So, it doesn't matter where you came from. Doesn't matter if your parents dropped you off on a doorstep and you never seen them again. You don't even know who they are. It doesn't matter. Oh, that guy, he's mean. No, God has a plan. If you're here and you're breathing, God has a purpose and a plan for your life. And you can't blame anybody for your problems. Out of your heart comes the issues of your life. You're responsible. How you respond is what God is looking at. How are you responding to the life that He's entrusted you with?
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.